In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Recently announced job cuts at GM are another reminder that companies are having a tough time selling cars these days. So it makes sense automakers are trying to break into new markets. The Ford Motor Company recently acquired California-based electric scooter startup Spin, and Ford's hometown wants more of them. Regulators are giving scooter companies the green light to place them all over the Motor City. From WDET in Detroit, Eli Newman has this report.
David Hilton is in a rush to catch the bus. He usually takes the line uptown on Woodward Avenue from work, but today his normal stop is closed. Hilton says he's taking an electric scooter to get on the bus at a different spot.
Because it gets me to point A fast without walking.
While some cities clamped down on e-scooters like Bird and Lime after they arrived, Detroit had been talking with the companies before they came. Mark DeLaverne is the chief of mobility innovations for the mayor's office. He says Detroit actually requires these companies to place their scooters in outer city neighborhoods, far from the downtown commercial district.
But we were very clear that we see this as an option to work for all Detroiters and wanted to make sure that all Detroiters are getting have the availability to use this option.
DeLaverne says access to transportation has been a perennial issue in Detroit. It's expensive to get around in a place designed to be the Motor City.
For a lot of folks, you know, car insurance is the inhibitor for them to access any sort of opportunity.
DeLaverne says more mobility options are needed to connect Detroiters with jobs, schools, and shopping. And it's not just Detroit's political leaders that see a demand for new modes of transportation. So has one of the city's biggest automakers. Sonny Madra is the vice president of Ford X, the company's transit incubator. He says Ford's purchase of Spin shows it's serious about scooters.
We've kind of come out and said that we're going to really take Spin to over 100 markets in the next 18 months. That's a pretty aggressive growth plan for us.
Madra says scooters represent an expansion into mobility for Ford, not a turn away from automobiles.
We want to make sure that people that are interested in you know, sub-3-mile rides have another option available to them, and we have that.
Companies like Spin, Bird, and Lime are sharing data on scooter rides with Detroit. The city is developing a tool to better analyze that information, with the idea it could inform changes in future transit design. And the scooter companies figure that kind of data exchange with the city might pave the way for a smoother ride when it comes time to hop on the next big thing in transportation. In Detroit, I'm Eli Newman for Marketplace.